Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Tonight on The Bachelor, a preview of The Feeling is Virtual's reunion show. How much drama is too much drama for K York City? Then, in a surprise twist, Tayshia is the new Bachelorette, but should she have been the star from the very start? Plus, a recap of Ali's episode of The Greatest Ever. And a question, did the men of her season have the nicest kitchens ever? All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we are back. I'm coming to you from Palm Springs, California.
Yeah, Kay's coming from Palm Springs. I'm coming from a hurricane. Same diff.
Same. I'm actually out here. My friend, she has a house out here, and we have been like in this beautiful house this whole time. We actually went to the grocery store yesterday for the first time, and it's been so nice. But I cannot believe that New York weather is like crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm upstate, and it's crazy, and New Jersey's crazy, and Long Island's crazy, and the city's crazy. But speaking of Palm Springs, there's been a lot of drama happening there, huh?
Oh, yes, which we are definitely going to get into because I am, first of all, I need to like lurk out this situation and see if I can go find all of the, find where they're recording, what they're doing, all this kind of
stuff.
Yeah. And if I do, you guys need to follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor if you guys aren't already, and you can follow us on Twitter at BachelorPod. We're tweeting, we're giving you all the news, what's going on in Bachelor Nation, including all the stuff that we're going to be talking about with Tayshia and Claire and everything. Before that, though, Chris, we have our finale reunion tonight, a reunion episode of The Feeling is Virtual.
Yes, we do. And it is a dramatic reunion.
It really is. Like, there's actual drama happening right now, which I can give you all of the information, Chris. I haven't even told you all this, like stuff that happened like after.
Is there more? So there's drama more that happened during the reunion, and then Kay's life, I think, just continued on with the drama.
Which I understand. I am unaware of now
what's fully happening, but these men are really, living for Miss York City.
Which is, I mean, I knew, like, obviously they came on the show and, like, we all connected and we got to know each other really well. And I really liked some of the guys. And you guys will hear all about this on the show. But I guess the drama really, I did some problematic things. I did some things. And I'm facing the consequences, Loki.
And you got.
I got. So make sure you guys are tuning in tonight on IGTV, either on The Bachelor or on Betches. You can watch it on both. It'll be out tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And for the reunion episode, we're bringing all of the guys back. We're talking about their experience doing the show. We're talking about Jake and I and what's going on with us now and everything else. So tonight, 8 p.m., you will be able to watch the reunion on IGTV on Betches or The Bachelor.
And of course, we will still be keeping you up to date with all things happening in Bachelor Nation in our weekly newsletter. So make sure you subscribe at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. And let's get into what the hell is happening in Palm Springs.
Okay, so this was a whirlwind. By the way, so I knew they started recording. We posted something on. There's like a beautiful like ray of sun.
I know. I was going to say, it looks like you're sitting in a Facetune filter.
I look angelic right now. but so this has been like a whirl week of Bachelor Nation because we haven't really had any drama. There hasn't been much going on. I mean, to the point where they did a rerun of a rerun last week, and which is crazy. But so Claire has decided to leave the show because she has found the guy that she wants to be with. We're not going to say his name or anything. We can let you guys figure that out if you want.
It's literally all over Instagram and all online publications, so you can very easily find that. But I think the tea is that, yeah, Claire was filming for 12 days. Listen, this is what happens when you put a 39-year-old woman in Palm Springs dating. I'm so happy for her. That is the same shit I would do. I'd be like, listen, this is the one. I'm not putting up with the charade. We're going back to my hotel room in the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to be here anymore. It's literally 100 degrees at 8 a.m. Like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
But so Claire, I think she's going to be on maybe the first episode or the second, depending on how, like, what 12 days equals in Bachelor World. I'm not sure. And then Tayshia is going to come in. And what is weird about the Tayshia thing coming in, listen, I'm ecstatic that Tayshia's coming in. I think it should have been Tayshia in the first place. But what's weird about it is that we don't know if they're going to change the guys or if she's going to get the scraps.
I think it's the scraps is what I've understood.
Leave it to fucking ABC to give the black girl the scraps from the white girl.
Well, I think it's like maybe they'll bring in some extra guys, but I think it's that it was so soon in the season that like these guys have been put through the ringer already, and to just continue filming because they have to like go through all the background checks, go through, you know, all of that,
get the contract signed, get them like to, you know, throw away their life for 3 months, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, so they were probably like, these guys already did all of that. So
this kind of gave me like, you know, Caitlin Bristow and the other girl, like when they brought two bachelorettes on at the same time and then had the guys pick. But I'm really excited for Tayshia to be doing this because I think she is, first of all, one of the most beautiful humans I've ever seen.
Yeah, you love Tayshia.
I love Tayshia. Her and I have talked a lot. We like became, you know, like Insta friends, or we DM and whatnot when she was on the show with Colton. And I'm so excited that she's going to get this opportunity because I even posted something on one of her photos when they announced Claire. I posted, I was like, I wish it was you. And it was literally 22 weeks ago. Somebody commented on that post and literally said, this aged well. And I was like, it sure fucking did.
Yeah, well, I mean, good for her.
Good for her. I'm excited. I think she's going to be a really good bachelorette. And I think she is fun and can like hold a show and has like a good head on her shoulders. Cause I think she's like, what, 29?
I think she's also like, I'm looking
she's
it
not
up.
Super young.
Yeah. I think she's like, yeah, 29.
Yeah.
She'll be 30 on September 4th.
On her hopefully wedding day.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm very excited for her. I love Tayshia. I think she is fantastic. And I mean, I think the guys are going to be excited. What do they have to complain about? Nothing. Oh, Claire's not available anymore. Whatever. Bring in hot Tayshia.
Yeah. What a whirlwind for the guys.
This whole week has been crazy because I'm like, this is the most entertainment that we have had going on in The Bachelor. I mean, this whole time, like the other only exciting thing was, Colton dating Lucy Hale.
Yeah, which, is that still going on or are we all just passed it at this point?
I think we're kind of, like, until we see pics, until we see, like, official postings, I think we're all kind of over it. But I still really want to know why him and Cassie broke, like, what the real reason was.
Listen, quarantine, I've been saying don't make any major life decisions during quarantine and everybody's just like, no, I'm getting engaged after 11 days on The Bachelor.
Doesn't matter.
Dating Lucy Hale.
Time doesn't matter anymore.
Just living my fantasy. And I'm like, honestly, I need to start making more brass decisions too.
Exactly. I mean, same. I mean, I came out to Palm Springs. Like, I know I've gotten a few messages from people being like, you know, you're not social distancing, this and that. I have taken all the precautions that I've needed to. I was tested. I was quarantined at my house before I even saw my parents. And, you know, I took all the precautions needed and I haven't seen anybody except for 5 people. So we're all good, but I appreciate people reaching out and actually giving a shit because there are so many people that don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
So let's jump into last night's episode, which I don't know why they didn't just air it last week.
Yeah, right? Why did they not? But whatever. So I feel like
you liked last night's episode. You were texting me that you loved it.
I was into the first, 2 hours of it.
It's the third hour that's kill me.
It was the third. She had so much drama happening on that season and so many crazy guys on that season that it was so good. But then at the end, when it was just the love shit, I'm like, okay, I'm over this. But, even when she was down to the final three, there was, such good drama.
I know. Also, so she was obsessed with Frank. And I just
kept calling Bill Nye. So Dana, who writes the Bachelor Breakdown, and I were texting throughout. And I can never remember anyone's name ever.
No.
So I was calling him Bill Nye. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he made it to the end. And then he turns out to be such a huge fuckboy.
I was, not expecting that. I was like, we need to get this guy some contacts. We need to just a full update in general. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to make it past, the first, couple of episodes. And he ended up staying on till they got to Tahiti. He went traveling and everything. And I can't get over the fact that he turned into that fuckboy. That was crazy. Because he was in love with his ex-girlfriend.
Who I don't believe was an ex.
I don't believe was an ex either. I mean, he said he went and saw her in Chicago before they went to Tahiti. Where are the producers? This Justin guy also was calling his girlfriend.
Oh yeah, but did you see the tea on that? That I thought was crazy. That guy was fucking the lead in a spy movie. He was James Bond. Because he was you guys usually clear out the phones of all the hotel rooms, but you didn't know that there was one in the bathroom at the one hotel. So that's why he was calling out on the thing. And then how he lost the producers and the cameramen when he was talking.
Went to the stairwell.
Yeah, but got off on the immediate next floor and then got in the elevator. That was insane to me, especially because he's been putting up a stink about the guy that got the tattoo, which is next level.
Casey
was the one singing in the museum. And I'm this girl is praying that these dinosaurs come to life, in fucking
to
Night
get
at
her
the
out
museum
of-
and, tear her to shreds. She's just please, God, get me out
Kill
of this
me.
Decision or out of this moment.
Casey sounded when he was talking, my two friends that I'm watching this with, they were why does it sound like he has marbles in his mouth? The way he was it was just you know, I can't. But it was so weird. Casey was bizarre.
And then he was singing a cappella.
The singing would have literally sent me. I would not have been able to keep a straight face.
And he was like, it just came to me.
It's like, did it? Because maybe it should never come to you again. And my favorite part is when they were going on that 2-on-1 with Justin and Casey, and they were in Iceland. They took that helicopter, and Allie was like, I really like Casey, and all he has to do on this date is just be normal. That is exactly what she said. She was like, all he has to do is just be normal and act normal. And he's like, by the way, I got a tattoo.
Oh my God. And he's like going through severe hypothermia at the time. He's like beet red, literally like freezing to death. And then it's like, I'm like, which one of the producers gave him fingerless gloves so that he could easily like show off his new tattoo? And then he got his wife's and his anniversary date under the tattoo. I would be like, no, honey, you got a tattoo for someone else. We're either covering it up, having it removed, or we're pretending it's something else, and you're going to get a full different tattoo for me.
Right. Like, don't add me to your bachelor journey. I was worried that it was going to be, I didn't watch a season, obviously, like, until last night, but I was worried it was going to be, like, her name or something crazy.
Which, I thought that, too. I wish it was.
I honestly wish it was, too. That would have been absolutely nuts.
But, I mean, the one that he got was so large and...
It was so big and detailed. I'm like, you could have just gotten, like a rose, like a small, like little rose or something, or been like,
I mean,
white
yeah,
guy number 35.
I'm the king of getting like random tattoos that don't mean that much to me on my body.
Same.
So I'm like, I'm not going to judge this man, but that shit was crazy. I'm like,
that was way too much.
If and it's a more of wrist? An inch of just like full black that you're getting colored in on your wrist, you got to rethink that decision.
And he didn't.
And he did not. And then he got sent home in kind of the most callous way possible. She literally was like, all right, well, I'm giving my rose to, what was the guy's name? The wrestler, his actual name?
Oh, Justin.
She's like, I'm giving my rose to Justin. Justin, go wait on the helicopter. Okay, so like, listen, this isn't going to work out.
It's not going to work out. I'll
see
ya. He showed her the tattoo, and that was the end.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, one of my favorite dates this season, and by favorite, I mean I would literally quit the show if this would have happened, was Roberto and her when they did the tightrope across the building in LA.
Oh, yeah, and then started making out.
What the? She is fearless.
But I'm like, for the first time that you're going to make out, it's going to be on this fucking tightrope. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, 200 feet minimum above the street. And you're like just hanging on by a wire. And you're like, this is so fun. LOL. It's like, if they would have been like, this is the day you're going on, I'd have been like, I'm no longer doing the show.
Oh, yeah. It was, I would have done it maybe like as part of but not as a date. That's what I'm always like, that is not a date for me. Like,
are you not afraid of heights?
You want to see me screaming? I am kind of afraid of heights, but I'm also like, I try to very like rationalize my thinking. Like, I'm always like,
you.
Like, I'm like, if I die today, then that's what's gonna happen.
Nope. So, you know what? That's good though.
Exactly. So I don't know how healthy that mentality is, but I would not be making out on a tightrope. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely never. So I also have to comment on the guys on this show, this episode. I mean, you can't tell me that those were all different guys. I looked at that cast photo and that was the same dude, just like copy and paste that they were like, Command V. I mean, that's what it was. You could have not told any of these guys apart. I'm convinced that Roberto's name was actually just Robert, and they were like, we're actually going to make you Roberto because we fucked up and didn't cast any representation. So,
and then
we're going to add the O.
Even when she's like, he's like, I'm Roberto, and she's like, what is it? And he says it again, and she's like, I'm just gonna call you cutie when he gets out of the limo.
Like, we which can is like, Roberto.
Like, I'm like, it's really not that complex of a name.
It's not. And then she spoke Spanish at the end, though, which was cute. That was her, like, big moment.
Yeah, she'd probably been practicing for so long. I also remember this season. I didn't watch this season, but I remember like seeing the covers of the magazines when it like ended. And I was like, I think still in the closet. I was 20, so I was still in the closet. And I was like, he's so hot.
He was definitely the hottest guy on the season. I think between him and Chris was also really cute and so sweet. He made it to like the very end as well. Like, he met his dad and all this kind of stuff. And he was so pure. I remember when he was like at home with his dad, and his dad was like, do you think she's your soulmate? And he was like, maybe. He was like, you know, I don't want her to just like pick me. He goes, I want her to like fall for me. And I was like, that is right.
It was a little, okay, here's my thing with him.
Drama.
I'm like, I texted Dana and I was like, the Academy Award goes to, when she like tells him that it's not him, and he's like very much putting on a show.
Oh yeah, he was crushed.
But he was like, I really hope you find your happiness and like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, be like, what the fuck, bitch? Why is it not me?
Right. So, I would have like projectile vomited, like completely like, wait, it's not, you don't, because the way she said it, she was like, you know, just because two people like get along and like have fun together doesn't mean like they should be together. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, like just send him home already.
Well, she also was like talking about how much she loved Bill Nye, and then immediately was like, Roberto's always been the one. And I'm like, I don't think so, honey. That's not what you were saying before.
Well, I'm glad that, so when they did the interview with her after they got through the show and they brought her on with her family, Chris did say something. He was like, you know, do you think, obviously her and Roberto didn't work out, but he was like, do you think that it was Roberto? And she said she thought it would probably have been Frank. Like, if he would have stayed, it would have ended up being Frank.
which that's, I mean, I don't know. Also, I'm having such a time watching these greatest of all time episodes because of the hair and makeup situation.
Bad.
I'm like,
bad.
These producers did her ass dirty the whole season.
I mean, I get that she, like, I made a comment to my friends. I was like, I do like that she is, it's more chill. It's not so glamorous. It's not like she's, you know, fully done up and all the time. Like, she's a bra girl. You know, she wasn't done up at all, ever. And she wasn't ever done up. Like, nobody had ever put, like, a straightener through her hair. Like, the makeup was, like, half, I mean, it was just, like.
It was also, I think, the time. It was very Britney Spears now.
She looks like a mix between Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears, like, together.
That is exactly what she looked like. Because I was like, who does she look like? It's the eyeliner, the Britney eyeliner.
And the really thin eyebrows, which is more of like a Mandy Moore vibe, but.
I mean, what a time.
What a time to be alive. I mean, I remember like, that was like, what, 2010? So I was in college. I mean, I didn't look great in college, but maybe I didn't. You know what? I didn't look great in college. I have literally no room to talk.
I'm like, we have to see those pictures.
Yeah, I'll bring back we should get our 2010 receipts and compare them to some Bachelor people. That might be fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm still like in a not even, they're like playing baseball. I'll be playing checkers, that kind of a thing.
For sure.
And here I am, like, I'm like, her thirsty hair, like the.
Get her some
pictures of me are like wretched. The other thing about these guys, every time they talk to the ghost of Bachelor Past, they have like the most phenomenal kitchens.
They really do. Also, Ghost of Bachelor Past, that's very funny. They have, their kitchens are amazing. Like, I guess they've been, this was like before Instagram and stuff. Like, this Instagram had just started in 2010, which Chris Harrison brought up. So like, these guys weren't getting like you know, sponsorship deals on like their social media profiles. Like, these would have had to been like IRL gigs, like ads, yeah, and stuff that they were doing. But I don't even know if it was at that point yet, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, because I mean, there'd been a couple of seasons beforehand, but like, I miss those old seasons, honestly.
Me too.
Because I'm like, it's more like dramatic and it's less people worried about what their image online is going to be afterward.
Yes, precisely. All right. So one of my like favorite parts like of this episode had to have been when she did send Chris home and he was like, I'm going to miss you. And she just says, thank you. Oof. Like you're going to miss somebody back. Like, it's not like he was just some like random guy that sold you your coffee like on the street. Like, you could be like, I'll miss you too. Like, she was crying, but instead she just came out with a thank you.
She's like, yeah, okay, thanks. You can go now.
Too. You can literally go now. But so she ended up picking Roberto, and they didn't last for very long, but her husband now is cute and her kids are also cute.
Oh yeah, her kid, her like 4-year-old was giving me like child actress vibes, like young Matilda. I was living for it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, she was like flirting with Chris Harrison, like she wanted that rose.
And she was like, I accept.
I know, but like so half-assed, like, I accept. Like,
yeah, hey, I live for it.
Get me off of here. I was like, that is all of us right now. We're on hour 3. We're like, we accept. Let's speed it up. But next week they are doing Jason Mesnick's season, which I have just recently watched because it was on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore at the moment. I think it, because they, you know, they are starting to do all this stuff, maybe they like took it off of Netflix, but I just watched Jason Mesnick's season. Did you watch it?
No. Was that season 1?
No.
Oh.
That was not season 1, but it was like, he was the first Ari, like, who proposed to a girl, changed his mind, and then proposed to the other. Not proposed, but like decided, but went back to other girl. He was the first Ari.
And they paint him as like a single father, just looking for sweet love at the beginning.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, he walked so Ari could run.
Yeah. Well, thank God we got Ari running.
And that season's also great because all of the girls, I mean, this is like pure 2000s fashion and everything. So I'm excited to recap that season because there was a lot of drama and the ending at that time was, I mean, shocking. And he got a lot of shit for it. So
I know Chris calls him the most hated man in America.
Chris, I could name a few guys that I hate more than
Jason Isaac.
But that's besides the point. We also have a very exciting interview bonus episode this week coming out on Thursday with Mike Johnson.
Yes, we do. It is quite the episode. I think Kay's getting married.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say there wasn't any flirting.
Because there might flirting. Have been some. It was the there first was time I've third wheeled on a Zoom before.
but that episode comes out on Thursday with Mike Johnson. We do a whole interview. We talk about, you know, what's going on in his life now, his dating life. He has a new book coming out, which we'll talk about. And we answered some of your guys' questions that you sent in over Instagram. So make sure you guys tune into that this Thursday. And then again, tonight is the Feeling is Virtual reunion. Chris and I bring all the guys back and talk about all of the drama. So make sure you guys tune into that as well. But until then, I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Bye.
Bye.
Betches.